it's now mounted very close to where the original mural was on the outside of the local community centre next to the local library. But not only that, but he'd managed to identify the names of all the people who were in the mural, and it's presented there now. The image is there of the mural, and there's a little key with saying specifically who each of these people in the mural is. So it was, I think, in early two about May 2016, there was an opening event for this recently sort of restored image, reinstated as close to the original place as could be. Lots of people there, most of them women, a few women had worked in the factory, but most of these people there were wives or daughters of people who'd worked, men who'd worked in this fairly punishing environment, you know. And so an opening event. And I had found all the original slides that I'd taken, you know, the portraits of people, the interior of the factory and everything. I'd scanned them and passed on my scans and, in fact, the originals to Paul Cotopassi because I thought they would be best housed locally. And he'd made an exhibition of all of those, and he was fundraising by just what was he fundraising? I think it just cost price. He was offering prints of the photographs for anybody who wanted them. So it was such a fantastic outcome. How many years later? 30 years later. For the mural to be reinstated, for there to be this whole surge of community activity about it. It had taken the original mural one step further by naming the names of people who were in it. Really brought the whole thing to life again, and was, you know, in a way one of the nicest moments in my working career to see how significant the original mural had been and how it had continued to be remembered, and what a celebration there was when it was sort of reinstated. It was really quite an exciting event, quite a moving, quite a heartwarming event to take place.